Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, we have got a packed agenda. We have got a packed lineup on the show here this morning, the Thursday before Election Day. But I said, you know what? If we've got any time whatsoever, we have got to sneak this guy on the show. So great to have him here. He just spoke at the Montana Chamber of Commerce at their big meeting yesterday, and now he is in studio with us right now. In fact, I've even got an intro song just for this special guest, Eric Iverson, EI. You get your own warm-up song here. You get your own
workout music, right?
You get your walkout music. It's like a Trump rally in here. You know? Right. All right. Good to see you. EI, Eric Iverson, longtime Montana Politico, but now he's president of a great polling firm. Really, he's done polling all across the United States in some of the most important races out there. The president of Peak Insights. Great to have you here in studio with us, Eric.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
What are the top lines? What do you think Montanans will be most interested in hearing about based off of what you shared yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, they might be most interested in hearing about the fact that, you know, this will end. Tuesday will come. You'll be able to open your mailbox and turn on your television set again by Wednesday morning. Look, I think that after 18 years in the U.S. Senate, I think this is the end of the line for John Tester. Tim Sheehy's got him on the run. I expect Sheehy to win that. It'll be tight. Tester's a tough out. You look at that U.S. Senate map, and it stacks up pretty well for Republicans sort of in general, just based off the map, right? Like you've got Tester and you've got Sherrod Brown, who are, you know, Democrats up in states that Trump won, and Trump will probably win again both of those states, Ohio and Montana, by double digits. But, you know, right now it looks like Bernie Moreno and Tim Sheehy are probably going to win those Senate seats. So, you know, you couple that with West Virginia, which we know is going to flip. Governor of West Virginia is going to be the senator. So that puts the Senate at 50-50. I think Montana puts us at 51. I think a bad night right now for Republicans in the U.S. Senate would be 51 seats. I think a good night, we could get up to 55. My guess is right now, if we had to handicap, I think, you know, I feel good about 52. But we got tight races. We were just in the field in Pennsylvania. Tight race there in the U.S. Senate. Jump ball there, tied McCormick and Casey. You've got margin of error races for the U.S. Senate in Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. The difference between Arizona and Nevada is those two Senate candidates aren't quite keeping pace with Trump the way we're seeing, you know, Sheehy and Moreno and McCormick kind of keeping pace with where Trump's at on the ballot. So, look, I think it's shaping up in the U.S. Senate, at least, to be a good night for Republicans. Presidential race, I think it's all going to come down to Pennsylvania. Whoever wins Pennsylvania will be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, very interesting. But do you think that the reason why – well, we'll start there after this, because I posed the same question to Senator Steve Daines. I caught up with him yesterday morning. Is the reason why so many of these battleground Republican Senate candidates doing so well right now is because Donald Trump is doing so well right now in those states. We'll get that. We'll get a take on that question from Eric Iverson, the president of Peak Insights, in studio with us. More to follow.
Securing America.
The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, spoke about election security during a discussion with the Washington Post Wednesday, where she admitted
the threat environment has never been so complex,
and that much of the threat comes from foreign adversaries like Russia and Iran to undermine American confidence in our elections and pit Americans against each other through disinformation. Their methods?
Create fake personas and fake websites and spew their propaganda.
Easterly does say there is some good news. Because the election is run state by state, no two systems are the same, meaning it's harder to affect the entire process. She also asks Americans to be vigilant because
we cannot allow our foreign adversaries to have a vote in our democracy.
She says any criminal behavior will be investigated and those responsible held accountable. Kevin Ritzke, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
Former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have both promised a flurry of tax cuts and handouts in their economic proposals. But when it comes to the cost, the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says Harris's plan would increase the deficit by $3.5 trillion. When pressed on her expensive plan for the economy, Harris told Bret Baier that her plan will strengthen it while criticizing her opponent.
They want a president who has a plan for the future and a plan that is sound and will strengthen our country. My plan for the economy does exactly that. His plan would be again to give tax cuts to billionaires and the biggest corporations in the country and blow up our deficit.
The Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget says that Trump's plan would widen budget deficits by about $7.5 trillion over the next decade. I'm Madison Aller, Fox Business.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Eric Iverson, the president and managing partner at Peak Insights, gave in-depth election analysis, what to expect in November. He gave that presentation for the Montana Chamber of Commerce yesterday, but we're getting some great top lines here this morning. I want to talk about the ballot initiatives here in Montana, but first, Eric, is the reason why these Senate candidates are doing so well, the Republicans in so many of these battleground states, is that a sign that Donald Trump is doing so well in all of those states?
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, these red states like Montana, Ohio, you know, Trump won Ohio by, what, 8-9 points last time. I think he probably wins Ohio by at least 10 this time. Probably wins Montana between 16 and 20 points this time. And, you know, that really has an ability to drag, you know, other Republicans up and down the ticket across the finish line. What we're not seeing yet is, you know, Sam Brown or Carrie Lake, for example, you know, closing that delta, that gap with Trump yet. I think there's still time for that because it looks like Trump is starting to peak in Arizona. I think that helps Carrie Lake a lot. But there are ticket splitters in Arizona, just like there are in Montana, just like there are in Ohio. But I do expect, you know, at least in terms of getting control of the U.S. Senate back, Trump has the ability to drag people across the finish line. The same thing goes for the U.S. House, too.
Bozeman, Montana could be one of the biggest parties in the country on election night, potentially,
right.
That's right. But it all comes down to people getting out to vote. I just saw we're close to 70% in Yellowstone County, yeah, in particular, 64% already of ballots returned already here in Montana. I think that's good news, but yep, Everybody's got to get out there and vote. I want to get your take on the congressional races as well, because yeah, People seem more confident in the Republicans taking back the Senate than they do in the Republicans holding the House. So this Western congressional race and supporting Ryan Zinke is so critical. Don't fall for the Democrat-funded libertarian ads or anything like that. Actually, let's just start there. How do you feel about the House?
Yeah. I think, look, the U.S. House is probably going to, if Harris wins the presidency, I think Democrats will take back control of the House. I think the Senate, irrespective of who wins the presidency, the U.S. Senate is going to go Republican. I feel pretty confident in that. But if Harris wins the presidency, I think the House probably flips. You've got a lot of tight races in places like New York and California, the 3rd Congressional District of Iowa, another jump ball. I mean, we do work in the Central Valley for David Valadao, who's an incumbent congressman in California. That's a plus 12 Democrat district that he holds. So that's a tough thing, you know, when you're losing party registration by 12 points as a Republican to hold that seat. So national wins can really help some of those down ballot races, because, you know, it's not like in Montana, John Tester, what do you raise, $81 million? You have the kind of money to be able to define yourself and your opponent in these big Senate races that just you don't have in the House races. So they tend to be a little more susceptible to the national trends than the national headwinds.
You know, you mentioned all the money. It's crazy. John Tester has basically been spending $175 million. Yeah. Him and Chuck Schumer, they have spent $175 million trying to trash Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, right, and yet they still keep losing according to the polling.
Yeah. I mean, if you can believe it, John Tester has been on the air in Montana for a year. I mean, think about that. He has raised more money into his campaign than Steve Bullock and Steve Daines combined in 2020, and he still can't get across the finish line. And look, that just tells you, yes, I mean, I think Montanans are ready for a change in the U.S. Senate. They want a U.S. Senator that reflects more of their values. but it also is a testament to the type of candidate Tim Sheehy is. I mean, like you talked about, a war hero, entrepreneur, small businessman, good guy, kind of the future of the party.
The real deal.
He is the real deal. Same thing with Ryan Zinke. You talked about him in the West. But it's critical. If we can't hold that Zinke seat, it's going to be a long night in the U.S. House of Representatives for Republicans. So that's kind of ground zero. The Democrats have come in at the last minute. They spent $4 or $5 million trying to attack Zinke. National Democrats have Pelosi's super PAC has come in on his behalf. So if you're in Western Montana, you know, make sure you get out and you check that box for Zinke.
Ballot initiatives, this radical far left CI-128, it is so deceptively written. I think only prayers are gonna stop CI-128 at this point. But it sounds like you're very hopeful that CI-126, this radical, basically ranked choice voting measure, could actually go down in defeat. It could.
It's tight. It's tight right now. But you know, the stuff that we're seeing, the no vote is slightly ahead. Head of the yes vote in 126. And there again, I mean, this is critical in Montana that the CI-126 gets defeated. Like, make no mistake about it, this is a wolf in sheep's clothing. This is George Soros and extreme left-wing partisans trying to come into Montana and change the way that we vote in order to elect Democrats. They've looked at this state. They said, listen, we can't win in a fair fight. Let's go change the election laws and let's lie about how we're doing it. And they're trying to say that this is some sort of bipartisan measure. It's not. It's written by Democrats for Democrats. And if you are you know, if you haven't voted yet, you got to get out and vote no on 126 because this is completely designed to gut the Republican Party and our successes that we've had in Montana really since 2016.
And for those of you that have already done the right thing and got out and voted already, when you're talking to your friends and neighbors and encouraging them to get out and vote, don't just talk about the importance of voting for Tim Sheehy and Ryan Zinke and the sons of Montana, Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson. You've got to tell them to vote no on CI-126 because that is exactly what they do. The left is trying to interfere with our elections here in Montana and can totally confuse the whole process. But I'm very encouraged to hear that that could actually go down in defeat because they've had a lot of out-of-state money back in that initiative.
Lots of money. But there has been, you know, some work done on the other side. You know, there's been some good work on, you know, by some operatives here in the state to get up on television and push back on some of the lies about 126. So, you know, look, I think we have a fighting chance on that despite just the obscene amount of money that's been spent trying to promote what is really just a falsehood.
Yeah, that's right. What was the best question you got at the chamber yesterday? Did you take questions?
Yeah. A young guy got up and he asked me about the betting markets.
The betting markets?
Yeah, which I thought was fascinating.
Because I've had callers saying, hey, well, the betting markets are saying this about raise.
That's right.
Well, hold that thought. Eric, can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
All right, great.
He's going to stick around for a couple more minutes, and then we've got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, with us after that. They've been referred to as the Sons of Montana, Judge Dan Wilson and County Attorney Corey Swanson, an Iraq War veteran and prosecutor running for Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks, the Sons of Montana, will join us in studio for Thursday's Montana Talks. They'll be with us for the full hour, taking your phone calls and more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk even when we have a guest on the show. Statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Make sure we cover the betting markets question because I want to hear the response on that one. But first, let's sneak in a phone call here. We've got just a couple more minutes here with Eric Iverson, runs a great polling firm, Peak Insights, and our friend Evan Wilson is also just an incredible guy. They are colleagues, and so just an incredible firm, incredible insight as always. But Clinton Bozeman, did you have a quick question or comment, something about the elections?
Yes, I do. Money, it seems like, is ruling about everything in every election. And what I want to say is this. Is John Tester beholden to these corporate money that is being donated to his campaign here in Montana? Well, and everybody gets that. So they happen to do favors for these big donors and stuff.
Great question. I think John Tester is clearly being rewarded. Why, I mean, why does Chuck Schumer keep wasting money in Montana when it appears to be a lost cause? Because they owe him, right?
And Tester John Tester is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash in the United States. Think about that for a second. Guy from Montana is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. People in Washington, D.C. don't give candidates money out of the kindness of their heart. They want certain things in exchange, and Tester's been delivering it for him. And votes with Biden 95% of the time. He's right on down the list with the D.C. special interest. So, look, I think Clint's exactly right. I mean, money has taken over politics for better or for worse. And, you know, as Republicans, you know, we have to, you know, understand that. And, look, this is the new set of rules. We got to play by them. And that's why, you know, candidates who can help self-fund themselves a little bit, but that are also prolific fundraisers, that's sort of where both parties are at right now.
Yeah, but I've been saying this because everybody kept saying, why do the Democrats keep wasting money here when they're now starting to lose in other states?
Right.
And why haven't they shifted more of their money that direction? Well, they owe John Tester. He has been a reliable foot soldier for the radical left throughout his entire tenure in Washington, D.C., so they owe him.
They do.
No matter how much he is losing, they are not going to bail on him, and that's why we're seeing these desperate last-minute phony attack ads against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. The betting market.
Yeah.
So young man asked this question. What was his question again, and what was your answer?
His question was, I don't know if people are familiar with the betting markets, but, you know, sort of like you can go to a Las Vegas sports book and bet on an NFL game, there are betting markets now for elections. And I think Trump is maybe, you know, up 55-45, and people can go in and bet on who they think is going to win certain elections. And he asked me, are these betting markets kind of a barometer? Do they reflect what you're seeing in polling? And my answer to him was, look, in 2022, the betting markets weren't all that accurate. I did polling for Herschel Walker. We knew he was not going to win that runoff, but the betting markets had him winning it. And so what I told him was, look, if you have a betting markets where there's less than a 10-point gap between the candidates, meaning one candidate might be favored in the betting markets by 8 points, 7 points, 9 points, 10 points, stay away from it. You got a candidate up 15, 20 points, and you know you want to go mortgage the kids the kids' college fund, go for it. But I'd stay away from anything tighter than 10 points. Now, I'm sure Jessica would want you going and, mortgaging the kids.
Well, we're like, what is this kids' college fund you speak of right now? Trade school.
Yeah, that's right.
Trade school,
right.
Kids. Go
we're,
and make money instead
man.
Of lose
you,
money. You know?
Aaron's wife, Jessica, used to babysit my kids, who are now both in college at the University of Montana.
That's crazy. I've seen pictures of your kids, and I was like, holy cow. I remember when those kids were just tiny.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
She was their babysitter when she was in college there.
We got old fast. My wife's not old.
No, but
you and I are very old.
Yeah.
Very old.
She's timeless and ageless.
That's right. Well, Eric Iverson, great to see you as always, my friend. Thanks for your insight. And Evan Wilson, too. What a remarkable guy he is.
He's the best. I mean, just a true numbers guy, junkie. Loves this stuff, lives and breathes it.
Well, let's talk again, but great to have you in studio and great to see you in person.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, thanks for being with us. Tom and Bozeman, stand by. We'll get to your phone call here in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we've got our scheduled guest. He joins us every month. We do a monthly update with Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. And by the way, we've offered up the same opportunity to the head of the Montana Democrat Party, but for some reason, they don't want to take advantage of the opportunity. So Don Kay, with just a few days before Election Day, the opportunity is yours. But they could have had the opportunity as well. How you doing, Don?
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Montana. You know, I'm doing really good this morning. We got, 4 days and a wake-up before the biggest election in Montana history. You know, we got to keep our eye on the ball, Aaron. You know, and complete this mission. We never have been closer to defeating liberal John Tester now that we have to get that thing done. And I just want to encourage everybody listening to give me a couple of minutes here. I just want to give you a heartfelt ask, you know, for your listening audience. Most of you guys know, but I've been at this almost 6 years, and this is not a paid position. You know, I've been the chairman of the Montana Republican Party. It's been a really good go. We've had a lot of successes, but I want to ask a personal favor to everyone out there listening, that they get out not only themselves and vote early, but also call up 10 of their friends, 20 friends, 5 friends, whatever it is, and ask them if they voted. And then ask them again if they've really voted. And make sure we do this, because I'll tell you what, this is coming down, the polls are narrowing, and this is going to come out to a turnout situation. And we know liberal John Tester and the millions and millions of dollars that he has is going to get his vote out. And we have to get the conservative vote out and send him packing back to Big Sandy. So I ask that as a personal favor to each and every one of you, the listeners out there this morning.
Well, yeah, I know that our listeners in Big Sandy are saying, no, we don't want him in Big Sandy, but rest assured, I don't think John Tester's going back to Big Sandy. He's going right to K Street. They've been lining his pockets for several years now already anyway, so that's where he is headed. All right, hold that thought. Don Kay, I want to get your take on these ballot initiatives as well, but first, let's sneak in a caller. We've got Tom and Bozeman on the phone lines. Tom, thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment here as we chat with Don Cape?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I've already voted, so, and voted for Sheehy and Trump. I don't know if you we just got back in town last night that you got this Wall Street Journal article on John Tester bashes a Montana company and is trying to come back from sure defeat against Tim Sheehy, and I thought that was really deplorable. That it really takes Tester down, in my opinion, in the extent that they've gone to try to win this election. It just really upsetting.
Yeah, they would. You live in Bozeman, so they would destroy a veteran-founded company that hires veterans, that employs veterans, that fights fires to save your homes. They would destroy a company in your own backyard just to try to help John Tester. That's how pathetic John Tester is. Yeah, no, sounds like you were out of town for a few days. Tom, if you missed it, that article was written by the great Kimberly Strassel. Kimberly Strassel with the Wall Street Journal wrote that piece. She was actually in Montana, what was it, 1 week ago, and we had her in studio. We talked about that and much more. Go to the Montana Talks podcast and listen to our chat with Kimberly Strassel. But thanks for pointing that out. Don Kay, I know you saw that piece. You're a business owner. We've got lots of small business owners that listen to this show. If they would do this, if John Tester would do this to Tim Sheehy, he would do it to any one of you. In fact, he's already kind of hurting business in Montana with his inflationary spending.
Exactly. You know, Aaron, what they're doing is unconscionable. To take a young man that served his country, came to Montana, started two businesses, and to short sell his stock, to bring it down, to make him look like a bad businessman, to disparage his heroic heroic acts on the battlefield. I mean, John Tester has lost his soul. I hear a lot of people saying John Tester's a good guy. He's no good guy. If you think yourself personally, if you did that to another human being, and by the way, at the end of these ads, he's always saying, I'm John Tester, and I approve this message. That means he's backing it. He can't hide behind some pack. He is doing this. He hates veterans, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, he's never even, he had the chance in the debate to thank Tim Sheehy for his service. Tim Sheehy thanked John Tester for his service, but he wasn't even man enough to thank Tim Sheehy for what he did for us and keeping us safe here in the United States of America.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You're exactly right.
That's what I'm saying. We've got to get motivated here and get people out to vote. We've got to swamp the vote, and we've got to send Tester not only packing, but packing big. We can win this election big if we'll just get out and vote.
You're right. It's such a dirtbag move what John Tester has done with this $175 million. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, Don Kay is a Marine Corps veteran. I'm an Iraq-Afghanistan veteran myself. We've got over 100,000 veterans all across Montana. And I had to tell one of these liberal elites in Bozeman yesterday on X, he was saying, oh, seems like I struck a nerve. I said, yeah, you want to falsely trash a combat veteran who served his country? You know what? We've got over 100,000 veterans. Yeah, you go out there and falsely attack a combat veteran, and yeah, you will strike a nerve with the over 100,000-plus veterans all across Montana. Here is what Navy SEAL Greg Putnam had to say about these attack ads against Tim Sheehy.
You've seen this Democrat lie. I'm a former Navy SEAL who served at the same time as Dave Madden and directly with Tim Sheehy. Dave Madden is a liar with a known liberal agenda who's repeatedly attacked his fellow SEALs and their service. Here's the truth. Tim Sheehy is a decorated combat veteran who earned a Bronze Star with Valor and a Purple Heart. John Tester never served, and his false attacks on Tim are pathetic.
Full video, MontanaTalks.com. Back right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here, we've got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. He joins us once a month for a monthly update. We take your phone calls and much more. Don, real quick before we get to a couple more callers here, I don't know if you got a chance to listen in. Eric Iverson, a great pollster and a longtime Montana Politico as well, he was on just before we have got you on the show here. I was very encouraged to hear this news from him based off of the polling data that he's been looking at, that we actually have an opportunity to defeat CI-126 with all of the millions in left-wing mega donor out-of-state money that has been flooding the state promoting this ranked choice scam. I was very pleased to hear that we actually have a chance to defeat this thing if people get out and vote against it. That's what the polling is showing, apparently.
That's exactly right, Aaron. That's the polling we've been looking at as well. As most of you know, our Montana Republican Party Executive Board reviewed CI-126 and 7 and clearly opposed it as it's a, you know, backdoor ranked choice voting scheme. It makes everything, the administration, the Secretary of State's against it, all the major Republicans, every Republican that's running. We do have Republicans that are behind this, so-called Republicans, I guess. But I believe they're being used by these out-of-state liberal elites that are behind this thing. Just got to follow the money, ladies and gentlemen. This is a bad deal. Now, like you said, we got to get out and vote, and we got to get the word out. You know, most of us know that we need to vote for Republicans up and down the ticket, but sometimes when it comes to the CIs or the Supreme Court races, we really don't know what to vote. So we just need to tell everybody, vote no on all the CIs, 26, 27, and 28, that your Montana Republican Party is opposed to all of them, and they're a bad deal. We do have a really good chance of beating it, but we can take nothing for granted. That's why we need every vote in and vote no on these CIs.
Yeah, and State Senator Steve Fitzpatrick, the Montana Senate Majority Leader, had a great op-ed posted at KJJR.com, calling CI-126 an extremist dream come true. It's a must-read guest opinion column, so be sure to check that one out. All right, we're going to get to a couple more callers here. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Speaking of polling, speaking of surveys, you know, we've been doing an informal, unscientific survey just for fun. It's just kind of a fun way to see where you stand, to see where our listeners stand. We've been teaming up with our friends at KJJR Radio. They have partnered with Northwest Parts and Equipment for a series of statewide polls on the 2024 elections here in Montana. And we've got the latest poll results for you here. The Northwest Parts and Equipment poll number 3, Sheehy versus Tester. Sheehy is getting 98% of your support, and John Tester is getting 1.6% of your support. We now have poll number 4. Poll number 4. This is the presidential race. Trump versus Harris. The poll will close tomorrow morning. If you want to vote in this informal poll, you just send a text message, 406-755-8700. That's 755-8700. And you can, if you want to vote for Trump, just put Trump in the text message. If you want to vote for Harris, just put Harris in the text message. Again, that number is 755-8700. All right, let's see. Nancy in Roundup, did you have a quick question or comment for Don Kay? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you for taking it. Yeah, Don, thank you so much for your upbeat and positive attitude towards the election because, boy, I'm on pins and needles. And I heard Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy real early this morning on the Hugh Hewitt show, and he said he hated to tell us this, but he was neck and neck with Tester. They're side by side. So don't take anything for granted is the right thing to say here. And I just want to say it's the twisted, sick thinking of these progressives. I heard Monica Trinnell the other day call Ryan Zinke a communist, and he's a Navy SEAL. And it just goes on and on and on. And it just makes me sick to my stomach to hear some of the women say that they're voting for Kamala Harris because she has a vagina. It's just very disturbing. And so Tuesday, everybody wear an orange vest when you go to the polls.
Wear the safety vest. That's great. Yeah, Don, didn't you just love President Trump driving the garbage truck to the rally and then wearing the orange safety vest for the entire speech? Oh, I had to listen to like a good 5-minute story from Trump earlier this morning. It was just hysterical.
It really was, you know, and I'm telling you, this is what's really interesting. If you get into the Montana Democratic circles, you know, the people that kind of run things and everything, these guys actually do think we are garbage. They actually think that we're uneducated, that we don't know what we're talking about, that we're racist, and I'm just tired of it. And I think we really need in Montana to get out there, as I've mentioned before, as our friend from Roundup just mentioned. We need to get out and swamp the vote, and we need to, and not only ourselves, because I'm sure that the people on this that are listening in, you guys are engaged and everything else, but you have friends that aren't. You might even have friends that aren't registered, and we need, and we can register right up to Election Day. We need to put forth the effort, make the phone calls, talk to them face to face, and convince them that they need to have their voice her, because there's more conservatives in this state than there are these far left liberal wackos, and we need to get our vote out. We really do, and we need to really put forth the effort. We can't sit back, and he is right. This thing has tightened, and we need to get every vote out. We cannot be complacent.
Text message your friends, call your friends, knock on their door, show up, offer them a ride if they need a ride to the elections office, you name it. All right, let's go to our next caller on the phone lines. Dave in Bozeman, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I just got this mailer yesterday from Center for Voting Information in Helena. And it's Lionel Drips is the executive vice president, whatever, but Their information is very misleading because it's had securing our so Ryan Zinke is no, supporting small business. Monica Trinnell is yes. Ryan Zinke is no. And they cite something from XCOM from 8-10-22 that does not explain where they're getting this information.
It's outright lies. Outright lies, yeah.
Thing, it's outright lies, but Monica Trinnell, cutting Social Security and Medicare, no. Ryan Zinke, yes. And they're all false.
Who paid for that? Do you see who's got the disclaimer underneath that?
Lionel Drips, Executive Vice President of Center for Voting Information out of Helena.
Wow. Now, my assumption is, hey, Dave, thanks for the call. My assumption, Don Kay, is I know that there is a super PAC tied to Nancy Pelosi that is funding ads to prop up Libertarian or so-called Constitution Party candidates. That's what they're trying to do. They know they can't get people to vote for Democrats like Trinnell because of her radical open border policies and her radical support for transgender stuff on kids. So they're lying about Zinke, or they're desperately trying to get Republicans to vote for Libertarians instead. That's how desperate they're getting.
Exactly. The desperation is there. You know, obviously we're trending red in the state. We're probably going to win all of our races, but not if we don't get out and vote like we've been hammering. But you know, let's take a person like Turnell. Turnell is a nasty person. Can you believe that she actually went into Ryan Zinke's home? Now, bear in mind, he lives here in Whitefish, and he has an Airbnb in that, you know, unit there. And she actually went in there. And it's like, how low can you stoop? I mean, these people, their desperation is so bad. And really, we need to send, if you guys are sick and tired like I am of this nastiness and, you know, we're just talking about their records. We know Monica Turnell is a liberal, and she's going to be right there with the Democrat liberal elite in Washington, D.C. We're just pointing that out. We're not talking about, you know, her house or where she lives or any of that stuff. But these guys will do anything. I mean, I know Ryan Zinke very well personally, and he has gone through so much baloney. So that he can serve you in Washington, D.C. We need to show up and show these crazy liberals that this doesn't work in Montana.
That's right. Yeah, your family goes back several generations in Whitefish. Ryan Zinke's family goes back several generations in Whitefish. My family goes back several generations in Whitefish. And to use these type of tactics, it's not the Montana way at all. That's for sure. Don, I want to get your take on the Supreme Court candidates here with just a few days left before the elections. Plus, we'll get to a call from Bob in Billings right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I can tell you this, if you go back to where we were 4 years ago in terms of the Real Clear Politics average, national average, Joe Biden was up 7.5%. Today, Donald Trump is up 0.4%. That is a 7.9% swing. Biden was up 3.2% in the battlegrounds. That number has been going down. And Donald Trump is now up 1.0. That is a swing of 4.2 percentage points, which is massive in the political world. Does that manifest itself into voting? No. Anecdotally, I can make a case both ways. 2022 is supposed to be a red wave year. That never materialized. If you don't want another disappointment or an expectation not met, then you have to do your part.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. The 2024 election is on our doorstep, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are knocking on your door. They're pushing for higher taxes and even taxes on unrealized gains. Could you imagine that? Paying taxes on something you never took profits on? What would that do to the economy? Will they come for your retirement savings? Will they come for your house? Who knows? But don't wait to find out. Learn how you could protect and diversify everything you've worked for with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews, a bunch of awards, and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Learn how precious metals like gold and silver could help you. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Paid for by Goldco. Co.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The economy is in a strange spot. We hear the announcements of layoffs, especially by the large tech companies. And yet every month we get reports on how unemployment rates remain at super low levels and that overall American employers are adding workers. There have been some new intriguing explanations put forward to explain this apparent contradiction. They may not be correct, but they do make sense. One goes like this. The economy hasn't been doing as well as the job numbers suggest. Because of the super tight labor market, companies are doing what you might call defensive hiring, adding workers for reasons that have nothing to do with their needs, bringing people on board because you anticipate other workers to leave, or perhaps simply hoarding workers you might need because you don't know they'll be available later. Tech companies have been the first to stop doing this. Twitter
The FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Test fees may apply.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we are getting very short on time, so I want to sneak in one more quick phone call, and then I definitely want to get Don Kay's take on the Supreme Court elections here in Montana as well. First, we got Bob in Billings on the line. Bob, thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, I guess a quick comment. I feel like I had an aha moment this morning having to do with why the deep state hates Trump. You know, they're fine with him until he entered into the government realm. And I think it has to do with the fact that firing is like a keystone or a sacrament to the deep state. To not get fired is you know, basic to the deep state. And
to the bureaucracy, yeah.
Right. Trump had that television show. I'm not sure. Was that called The Apprentice? Or
I think so, yeah. I didn't watch it, but he was notorious for saying, "You're fired." No, I think there's definitely something to that. They want somebody who just wants the title of being president to just come in and be a figurehead, and then they keep doing whatever they want to do. The last thing they want to hear is, "You're fired." Bob, great point. Great to hear from you. Don Kay, feel free to weigh in on that if you want, but I know we're short on time, and you want to say something about the importance of these Supreme Court races here in Montana as well.
Yeah, first I want to say, yeah, that's a good point. The deep state and John Tester is a big part of that, so vote him out. You know, I do want to talk briefly about those Supreme Court races. You know, they're really close by the polling we've done. We need every single vote. They are really, really close. You know, the Democrats have pumped money through Planned Parenthood and other networks to make this appear to be nonpartisan, but it's not. We need to elect Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson in these Montana Supreme Court, as we've been talking about. When you're filling out your ballot, when you're talking to your friends, we want to tell them to vote for the sons, as you said. These people will legislate. They won't legislate from the bench. Their opponents will. If we want to change the Supreme Court to bring it more middle and by the rule of law, these are the two candidates, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson. Please get out and vote for them.
Well, that's right. And not only that, but if you want to stand up and send a message to these out-of-state left-wing mega donors that are trying to have undue influence here on our Supreme Court in Montana, that's how you can stand up to these out-of-state mega donors, because the out-of-state mega donors are the ones that are funding their opponents in these elections. So you can stand up for the Sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson. By the way, speaking of the Sons of Montana, they're already here in studio. They're going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Don Kay, thanks for your time this morning. Always a pleasure.
God bless you, and you have a great day, and let's go get them on Tuesday.
All right. Hope to see you Tuesday. Don Kay, thanks for joining us as always. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to tell you about a great opportunity that you've got available right now. You know, I know we're right in the middle of hunting season, and some of you wish you were out there hunting, but you're not, because you're like, man, I'd love to get up there and hike the hills, but man, with this back pain or with this hip I got going on here, there's no way I am hauling a carcass out of the hills with this kind of pain. If that's you, if you're somebody who's dealing with pain, you know, that bone-on-bone constant pain that you get from arthritis, well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They specialize in these new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. What they do is they take the healing properties that are already in your body, they consolidate them down, and they put them directly into those achy joints. You can call them right now for a free consultation. And get a free consultation. And what they want to do, they want to get you moving again without the pain, without surgery, and without those painkiller drugs that some people end up getting addicted to. Get moving again. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. Again, that's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. We'll get to your national news update, and then the Sons of Montana in the house, in studio for the next hour.